Disliking Q&A. Meditating when you do not want to meditate. Question. How do I meditate when I do not want to meditate? I know it sounds like a frivolous question, but it is a serious issue for me. When I sit down, I can meditate for a short time, but eventually I get frustrated. My muscles cramp up and it feels like my head is shaking and it becomes really difficult. So I end up just getting up. Whatever it is, I make an excuse. I guess my ego is against it or something. I hope it is not a frivolous question because a lot of people recommend just sitting through it. Either I do not have the willpower for it or I am just lazy. But is there any practical advice for that? Answer. We sometimes make the mistake of forcing ourselves to meditate, which is not great because it will cultivate an aversion to meditation. That being said, in the beginning, you do not know what is good for you. The untrained mind is like a child. Parents have to push children to learn. They do not force them, but they have to at least direct them. Forcing does not generally have the desired effect, and as a result, parents who push their children too hard find they rebel or worse. Pushing a child too hard can destroy their lives due to intense stress. In terms of mental development, most people are like children. They have never truly grown up. The spiritual part of most of us is quite immature. This is especially true if you're not comfortable practicing meditation. When first starting out, you have to treat your mind like a child. In the beginning, you have to be a little bit insistent. Consider how you would teach a child. Hopefully, you would not force your will on a child to the extent that it would cause them unwarranted stress and suffering. But on the other hand, you would not just let your child sit around eating candy or watching cartoons all day. Instead, you would try to direct them skillfully in a wholesome direction. There is no easy answer to cultivating the desire to meditate in the beginning stages of the practice, except to say, do not simply force yourself to meditate. And the other hand, do not say, well, then I just won't meditate. I am sure you know this, otherwise you would not be asking this question. You want to meditate. You just do not want to meditate. You know, it is good for you intellectually, because intellectually you are all grown up, but part of you is still a child. A big part of the problem is a disconnect from the actual benefits of meditation. We are not machines where you can input the benefits of meditation and have those inputs stored in our programming. You can tell yourself the benefits or listen to a talk on how great meditation is and think, meditation is awesome, I want to meditate. But then your mind will change and you will lose this feeling. It is common during beginner meditation courses where you will be practicing and say, wow, this is so wonderful, meditation helps me so much. And the next day you will feel completely different and say, I want to leave, this is useless. What am I even doing here? The reason for this is that we are organic. Our mind is part of the organism and it is not like a computer. It is going to act irrationally. So a part of the practice is going to be stepping back and saying, okay, yes, I do not want to meditate. I acknowledge that. And not ignoring it, but not clinging to it either. When you acknowledge the mind state that does not want to meditate, and you will find that you are able to take the frustration and disliking as an object and you find it evaporates with patient observation. Try to be very aware of the aversion to meditation, understanding that after some time, you do grow up. And as you grow up, you will want to meditate more. This is not an insult, as most of us start out in a similar situation. Understand that in the beginning, you are going to have to coax and cajole and play games with your inner child to help it grow up. Beyond this, there is room for some amount of philosophical conversation with yourself about the benefits of meditation, as long as you acknowledge both sides of the argument. If you do not give the defilements their fair trial, once the aversion to meditation arises, it is too late. It is already unwholesome, so pushing it away is not going to help. This is why the Buddha said that when aversion arises in the mind, the key is to see that aversion has arisen in the mind and not be prejudiced against it before you see clearly its true nature. This is how a judge works. They do not judge, rather they observe and they come to a decision based on the facts instead of any kind of judgment. You should be able to feel the difference between forcing yourself to accept something and truly understanding it, just like some religious people believe in God because they are afraid to go to hell, or their parents have told them to, or even intellectually as opposed to actually truly understanding whether God exists. You will feel the difference between accepting meditation because someone told you it was beneficial or because intellectually you believe it is right and actually getting a sense of how good meditation is for you. The latter is much more valuable.